A minute ago, I was sitting at my desk to write this, but I ended up clicking on the file of pics we took on the night. So now I'm on the bed with my knickers down around my thighs, half teasing myself, and really battling the temptation to just give in, open the pics again, and relive the night. Last Friday, while I was at work, my brother had been over helping my husband lay some new pavers in the backyard. Not that I knew that at the time. They'd arranged it last minute. When I got home, I put a couple of bottles of wine in the fridge and noticed there was a pile of beer already in there. There was a big box of Thai takeaway on the counter too, more than we'd normally eat. But I didn't put two and two together. When I went down to the bedroom to get out of my work clothes, I heard the shower running. I figured my husband had beaten me to it. But I thought it would be cute to jump in with him and surprise him. So I stripped and went in. Even when I opened the bathroom door, I didn't straight away register that the soaped up body behind the shower glass was not my husband's, but my brother's. He was washing his hair, and his eyes must have been closed, because he didn't notice me come in either. But when I opened the shower door, he certainly heard me. His eyes flicked open to see me standing before him, stark naked, boobs out, eyes widening in their sockets. I yelped, covering my breasts as best I could with one arm, my lower parts with the other, then backed out as quickly as I could. As I came naked out of the bathroom, my husband was standing there struggling to contain his laughter. He'd heard me arrive home as he was finishing up an email in his office, so he'd come out to warn me that my brother was in the shower. He was going to be staying for dinner and drinks. So there I was, red-faced, and all I could say was, "I just saw Brother Penis." That cracked him up. He laughed, gave me a big hug, and repeated it in my ear, "Brother Penis." It was the funniest thing he'd heard all week. It became a bit of a running joke between the three of us after dinner. My husband started calling my brother, Brother Penis, and then my brother started calling me Sister Boobs. I joked that it sounded like a bad setup for a porn vid. My husband joked that it sounded like a good setup, which raised our eyebrows a bit. But by then we'd already had a couple of drinks, so it was just kind of funny. After dinner, I joked that I needed a couple more drinks to help with the trauma. And my brother was like, "Yeah, that might help." So we all sat in the lounge and drank, and talked, and drank, and joked, and drank. Okay, so I need to explain a little more about those two so that you'll understand what comes next. They've been best friends since they were 12. They know each other as well as they know themselves. Maybe better. And they share everything. Not just tools and sports gear and guitars and stuff. They share habits and mannerisms. I even heard that my husband's mum caught them sharing a Playboy mag when they were 13, jerking off to it right next to each other. Although, a couple of times I've asked him if it's true, and he laughs and winks and says he categorically denies it ever happened. But let's just say they're not shy around each other in the locker room. Anyway, having drinks with them after the whole naked thing was weird, in a good way. It was like the fact that we'd now all seen each other naked had broken some last smidgen of awkwardness between the three of us. Not that there was much to begin with, but I suddenly felt so free with them for some reason, like I could say anything or do anything without being judged or without even being self-conscious. And I think they felt the same. We were all more than a bit tipsy by the time my husband asked me if I was feeling better about the shower thing, and I said much better, though the image of Brother Penis would always be etched into my mind. And my brother was like, "Yeah, it's not like I'll be forgetting Sister Boobs for a while either." My husband said, "Well, they are rather unforgettable." And my brother did an awkward eyebrow raise of admission that yes, my boobs were rather unforgettable, turning his hands up to me like, "What else can I say?" To be honest, I was enjoying the compliment. My husband poured another round and suggested we play strip poker. I assumed he was joking at first, but then I wasn't sure. My brother and I laughed, but my husband said it again. He reasoned that we'd all already seen each other naked, and he was willing to bet that we'd imagined each other naked from time to time anyway, so why not play with some fun stakes? Okay, so I was a bit tipsy, and it was true that my brother's body had intrigued me on occasion. And if I was the type for making bucket lists, then a game of strip poker would probably be on it. So it's fair to say that the idea did get my heart rate up a little. But neither my brother or I were going to be brave enough to admit that we might entertain the idea until my husband brought up the fact that my brother had broken up with his partner over a year ago and hadn't started dating again yet. He said something like, "Isn't it a proven scientific truth that for men's mental health, we need to see boobs once in a while?" And my brother was like, "Huh, maybe." And then my husband smiled and said, "I read an article saying male attention can be quite beneficial for women too." We knew he was making it up on the spot, but how can you argue with an article you haven't read? And besides, my husband was already opening the drawer on the coffee table and taking out the playing cards. My heart was beating quite hard. I wanted to play, but I wasn't sure if it was too weird, and I didn't want my brother to feel obliged, so I said, "Maybe we could just play down to underwear." So it was agreed. The cards were dealt. The first hands were played. Outer layers began to be removed. I don't know if they were going easy on me or if I was just getting lucky cards, but after a few rounds, they were both down to boxers and t-shirts, and I was still pretty well covered with my jeans and tank top intact. My brother lost a hand and had to ditch his t-shirt. He pulled his shirt over his head and struck a slightly tongue-in-cheek flex. I'll admit my face might have flushed a little as I watched him, but it wasn't like I was going to let him off and avert my eyes or anything. I was rather enjoying the power of being so clothed. In fact, maybe I was getting too confident because I lost the next hand. To avoid exposing my knickers or bra, I did my best contortionist impression, reaching up to unhook and pull my bra out of the sleeve of my tank top. First, my husband said I was cheating, but then he laughed and said, "Actually, we're going to see your boobs better through that top anyway." It was only after I'd pulled my bra out that I realized he was probably right. Top is a rather loose and flowy racerback in a cream colour, and I could tell by the way my brother blushed and raised his eyebrows that they were getting a fairly full view. I guess being exposed threw my concentration off a little because I lost the next round too. Next thing, I was standing in front of two excited men, slowly sliding my jeans off, angling sideways for a moment to shake a bit of rump. Then I lost my balance a little, recovered, stomped on my jeans to get them off my feet, and picked them up and threw them across the room at my husband. They laughed and cheered. "So you won, right?" I said to my husband. "Is that game over?" My brother said it couldn't be over because my husband's shirt was still on. My husband said if we wanted him to take it off, we'd have to make him lose a round. "And if one of us loses?" I asked. "Well, you'll have to do a dare," my husband said. I can't totally blame the drink here. I have to admit that our family's not particularly strong with numbers, and we do like a good risk now and then. Anyway, my brother and I thought the odds were good. After all, it was the two of us against my husband. So we agreed. And it was only as we began playing that we realized we had the odds wrong. Every round meant my husband had only a 1 in 3 chance of losing. The game was stacked way in his favour, and over the next few minutes, this is how it went. My brother lost the first, I lost the second, and the third. On my brother's loss, my husband won, and dared him to massage my shoulders, which sounds pretty tame unless you were there. My brother had to stand behind where I was seated on the couch with nowhere for his eyes to go except my shoulders and down my open tank top, where my boobs were being lightly jiggled and bounced by the motion of his hands massaging my bare shoulders and neck. I don't know whether my brother was turned on at that point, but I had goosebumps, and the skin-on-skin contact was quite sensuous for me. Like I said, my brother lost the first, I lost the second. That was when my husband dared me to take my top off. When I started to question whether or not he was asking too much, he reasoned that it was only fair. My brother had his shirt off, and they could already basically see my boobs, and they'd both seen them recently anyway. And in many cultures, nudity is normal. I knew he'd have an endless amount of reasons, but I didn't care anyway. I was feeling cute and wine happy and naughty, and everything else a woman's body feels when she's the center of attention. Add to that, I was a tiny bit aroused from the massage. I wanted to show off how blasé and free-spirited I was. So I found myself standing up and angling my shoulders in, crossing my hands over at the bottom of my tank top. I slowly lifted it to let my boobs loll out and floated it across the room at them. Landed on my brother's knee and he held it aloft, blushing but triumphant. When I sat down again, it was no big deal. They occasionally stole glances at my chest over their cards, but otherwise the game resumed normally. I couldn't have been more comfortable with it. In fact, I loved it. So when I lost again and my husband dared me to go nude, I was pretty far past caring. I said, fine, but you guys have to join me. Two of them looked at each other briefly, then, suddenly, they were wrestling on the couch like schoolboys, trying to yank each other's boxers off. It was part funny, part sexy, seeing them writhing around, grabbing at each other, stretching and ripping each other's underwear, red-faced and laughing breathlessly, and giving each other these little red grip marks all over their bodies. I watched the way their muscles flexed. Once their boxes were down around their knees, how their private parts dangled and swung as they tussled. When their boxes were around their ankles and they were almost out of breath, they stood up. They immediately stopped and turned around to face me. I took the waistband of my knickers and slipped my fingers underneath it. They were dead still, watching my every move as I started slowly pulling my knickers down. But I paused. They watched and waited, their gazes shifting between my eyes, my breasts, and my fingers on the waistband. Then, one quick motion, I slid my knickers down and kicked them off. That's when things really started to get interesting. Seeing my brother and I naked at the same time, my husband was just totally taken with how similar our bodies were, and he asked us to sit next to each other on the carpet. He took great pleasure in pointing out our matching pubic hair and belly buttons and the similarity of our skin tone. We enjoyed it too, being able to look over each other's naked bodies and feel a special connection. After that, I asked them what they wanted to do next. My husband suggested we forget about the cards and just play dares. It was totally fine with me, but I did feel a little tense. Then my brother asked how it would work, and we decided we'd each take a turn coming up with them. I'm first, I said. Okay, then I'm next, my brother said. I pretended to think for a moment, but I already knew what I wanted. I told them I wanted my husband to sit beside my brother on the carpet so I could watch them touch themselves. I knew it was a pretty risky dare which they might turn down. So I promised that if they did, I'd part my legs a little so they had something to look at. To my surprise, they almost seemed relieved and keen. I guess the sexual tension had been building and they'd been dying to touch themselves. As my husband sat down beside us, I leaned back against the couch and opened my legs, and they both took their man parts in their hands and looked at me. First at my pussy, then my eyes, then my breasts, then back down to my pussy. As they gripped their cocks, my pussy started to tingle. It was like it was actually responding to their eyes on it. especially my brother's eyes, like I could actually feel his gaze as a sort of invisible caress. And watching his cock grow was incredibly intimate, the shaft lengthening and straightening and the head swelling and getting kind of shiny. I suddenly felt a little self-conscious and asked them if my pussy looked wet. My husband just winked, but my brother kind of shrugged his shoulders like he was saying, "Why don't you touch yourself and see?" "Is that your dare?" I said. Again, he shrugged as if he was saying, "Go ahead." I reached down and parted my pussy lips with my left hand, then reached my right finger down to my perineum and slid it up to the entrance of my vagina. It was so open and sensitive already, and the wetness made a little sound as my fingers passed through on the way to my clit. Right then, their cocks went fully rigid, my brother's especially. It was so thick and hard that it was pulling his testicles taut, and I could see the slightly oval shape of them moving through the skin as he pulled his cock up and down. I watched him and began circling my clit with my finger, wondering what it would be like to see him release all that tension. But it was my husband's dare next. He said he wanted us to carry on like that, but for my brother to reach out with his left hand and touch my boobs. By that point, the request seemed almost tame, but still my brother was a little hesitant to begin with. He reached out and ran his hand across my clavicle to test my reaction, then over my shoulders and down my arms. We looked at each other in the eyes as he brought his hand back up my belly before moving up to feel the fullness of my left breast, then my right. It was like he'd flicked a switch. Tingles ran wild all over my body. I kept touching myself, watching his hand moving on his cock as he ran the other between my tits, fondling them, feeling their weight in his palm and glazing his thumb lightly across my nipples. A moment later, I had to snap out of the trance I'd fallen into because it was my turn to call the next dare. I was finished talking then. I simply took both of their hands and pulled their fingers towards my pussy. As they started touching me, I took my husband's cock by the base with one hand, then wrapped my other hand around my brother's shaft to feel how rigid it was. For a couple of minutes, we sat in a circle masturbating each other, their fingers spreading my wetness over my clit, my hands rubbing their foreskins up and down over the heads of their cocks. By then we were no longer thinking about whose turn for the dare it was, or what was appropriate or inappropriate, and after a while my husband grabbed a pile of couch cushions, a signal for me to lie down on the carpet, using them to prop up my shoulders so I could watch. My husband lowered his face between my legs and beckoned my brother to do the same. My brother looked at me to be sure I was fine with it first, then bent down and breathed gently onto my womanhood. I watched them both as they began kissing around my groin, then their tongues began taking turns probing my labia and licking around the entrance of my vagina. As my brother placed a kiss on the hood of my clitoris, my muscles contracted in pleasure. My husband sat up a little and reached down to part my pussy with his fingers, while my brother put out his tongue and slowly licked my pussy from the base up between my labia, where it dipped into my wet entrance, and up all the way to where the tip of his tongue nudged my clit out of its hood. Then he was running the tip of his tongue up and down over my clit, and I could see my moisture intermingling with his saliva. My breathing became more labored and my trembling body was settling into the rhythm of his tongue, but I didn't want to come like that. I wanted my husband to tell me to do other things. I wanted to know how far we could push the taboo. So I turned to my husband and he understood the look on my face. He gently grabbed my brother's shoulder and lifted him away from my pussy. My brother looked a little startled and embarrassed until he realized what my husband was signaling for him to do. He gestured for my brother to sit on his knees between my legs so that his cock was sticking right up, resting against his belly, only a few inches away from my pussy. We were so close that we could almost feel the heat of each other's bodies. "Could you both move closer?" my husband asked. My brother looked at me for a moment to confirm I was happy, then moved forward a little. His hard penis was now literally an inch from my splayed vagina. A bit closer, my husband said. My brother looked at me again, then we both slid together a tiny bit, and suddenly his manhood was resting against my pussy. Closer, my husband said again. It was clear what he wanted to see. My brother and I looked at each other again, then moved a touch closer. I felt the tip of his swollen cock part my pussy lips. His heavy cock was resting right against the entrance to my vaginal opening, and looking down, I could see my wetness had rubbed onto the tip of it. I felt a yearning to pull him on top of me, but I held off and took my husband's cock in my hand instead. A bit closer, he said. My brother moved his hips forward, and I felt a little pop as the head of his cock slipped into my vagina. I couldn't hold back anymore. I squeezed my husband's cock with my right hand, grabbed my brother by the waist with my left, pulling him towards me. My brother leaned over me, inching his cock deeper into my aching pussy. I began stroking my husband's cock up and down as my brother started to move, slowly and evenly, in and out of me. All three of us watched each other, the palm of my right hand moving up and down my husband's cock, the fingers of my left hand circling gently around my clit. But most of all, we watched my brother's erect penis sliding in and out of my vagina. The skin of his cock was smooth and slightly darker than the rest of his body. And with each outward stroke, I could see my pussy lips cling to his shaft, leaving it wet and glistening. With each inward thrust, I could see his balls tightening and the skin at the base of his shaft bunching up as it caught on my labia, pulling back on his foreskin and unsheathing his penis so it could probe deep and bare inside me. Soon my brother got too close to coming and withdrew his cock. My husband and I could see right into the gaping space my brother's cock had left. Then I dipped my finger inside myself to drag a bit more wetness up over my clit and paused for a moment to tell them that if we were all okay with it, I wouldn't mind if they both wanted to have a turn coming inside me, or on my boobs or belly or wherever they wanted. I didn't mind where. My husband said he wanted to carry on just like we were, and that if my brother and I came first, watching us would be a massive turn on. All he wanted was to take a few pictures on his phone, no faces, and we could decide whether or not to keep them later. So we did. My husband reached for his phone while I began rubbing his cock again, and my brother eased himself back inside me. We were almost immediately back in rhythm, except this time I wanted to take it all the way to completion, to feel my pussy orgasm all over my brother's cock, and to see him release himself. So soon we were banging our pelvises into each other over and over while I rubbed my clit faster and faster and firmly tugged my husband's cock up and down. My brother reached the point of no return first, but the sight of him in such pleasure caused me to approach orgasm too, and as he leaned further into me to push his cock deeper, we began to moan into each other's mouths. Then he started to come. My brother pulled out and ejaculated his first pulse of cum over my right breast. It was weird seeing my brother's face like that, in total ecstasy, and seeing the intimate details of his orgasm, like the little slit at the tip of his cock opening up as he shot that first rope of cum over my nipple. "Come in me if you want," I said quickly, pushing his cock back down to my pussy. Before he could slip his penis back into my slit, a second load shot out all over my pussy. It felt so forbidden to see and feel my brother's hot cum landing all over my labia and clit, pasting my fingers and pubes. Seeing that set my husband off too, and he began releasing himself onto my belly. Then I felt my brother's cock surging back into me, so I squeezed my vaginal muscles tight around his shaft to feel it throbbing. My orgasm really hit. I could feel my body moving, but my brain was completely separate, like it was frozen in time. I was coming so hard my fingers had slowed right down, so they were just gently circling over my clit, rubbing his sperm in, and I was able to totally relax and feel every detail of our orgasms. The release of my juices all over the head of my brother's cock as it pulsated against my cervix, and the feeling of him filling me up, pumping the last loads of hot semen right into the depths of my inner passage. A moment later, they both collapsed onto me, resting their heads on my breasts, panting for air. It was a few minutes before we had gathered ourselves. I wondered if they were finished or if we might try again soon and do something a little different.